Hello and welcome to the Writing Sparrow podcast. I'm Serena Langer and this podcast is all about writing, publishing and marketing your book. You can find transcripts on my website at serenalanger.com. Let's get started. Good morning, friends and sparrows. It's the 26th of April, 2021. And this is episode 33, in which I'll talk you through what creating my first audiobook was like. Way back when I was first starting to plan this podcast, this was one of the requested episodes, so I'm sorry it's taken me this long to do it. I didn't want to do it as one of the first episodes and have it look like you need to get a move on with your audiobook when many of you are possibly at the very start of your author journey. Audiobooks are great, but they aren't something you need to consider before you've even written your first word. At least I wouldn't say they are. Before we start, I want to stress that, as with anything in writing and publishing, there's no one right way to do this. I created my audiobook with Findaway Voices, but you can choose ACX, which is Amazon's option, or to narrate it yourself if that's what you prefer. This episode won't have anything for you if that's the case, but I hope you learned something anyhow. Now, because I've only tried Findaway, I'll be talking to Dana Freirich next week, who's done a bit of everything. There's a lot of info to get through, so I've decided to split this episode into two. My experience of Findaway today and Dana's much vaster experience next week. If you're interested, I first wrote about my experience on my author blog at serenalanger.com, where I kept a week-by-week diary of what was happening and when and how. It was a really daunting experience for me. I was downright terrified, to be honest. And I think having an audiobook created of your own book sounds daunting to many writers too. So I hope keeping track of it week by week would shed some light on what happens and how long this process takes. So let's up to it. I started with research. As I said, this was daunting and I really didn't want to mess it up. So I read books, blog posts, and watched YouTube videos to learn how this process worked and what was involved. The ones I found most helpful were the blog post by Dana Freirich, the book Audio for Authors by Joanna Penn, and the YouTube videos by Jenna Moresi. Don't worry, that was too fast. They're all linked in the show notes and in the first blog post on my website, so you can just click the links there and you're good. The first thing that stood out to me was the emphasis on getting your cover done. If you've already published your book and now want to dive into audiobooks, you've already got a cover, but it won't do for your audiobook because they're different size. You can try to resize your cover yourself, but just cutting out a square will likely miss some important information like your name or the title, and it'll look squished. You don't want it to look unprofessional, so just ask a cover designer to do it for you. They have the source material and know what it should look like. But why start with the cover in the first place? Because you can upload it at the very beginning of the process. I think that's true for ACX as well. So potential narrators will see the cover and take two things away from it. One, you're prepared, which always looks good. And two, whether it looks like it might be a good fit for them. First impressions are everything, right? So pop that near the top of your to-do list, right under doing your research, which you're already doing right now. I also had a lot of things to consider regarding who would create this audiobook. I'll go into the pros and cons of all options with Dana Freirich next week, so for now, let it be enough to say that I preferred Findaway because the way their narrators get paid is fairer, I think, and they distribute the book to way more retailers. I think it's 40 at the time I'm recording this. As with every pro you might hire for your books, narrators put in a lot of hard work and deserve to get paid for the time and effort, and the way Findaway handles this just seemed fairer to me. But, as I said, more on that next week. Getting started with Findaway Voices is super easy. If your books are already on draft to digital, you have a little microphone button you can click next to your books. Which will take you to Findaway, where you then start the process. You'll be right already on the screen, so you don't have to go looking for it once you're there. That's what I did. I believe you can also sign up with Findaway if you're not with draft to digital, but I think you need to pay to create your profile, whereas draft to digital gets you in for free. But don't quote me on that. I was already on Drafter Digital, so I can only tell you for sure how easy and free it was that way. It also helps the Drafter Digital already have a lot of the book's information, like the blurb and the text, you know, like the actual book text, and find a way simply take it from there, which saves you some time. You'll need to set your audiobook's release dates or street date on Findaway pretty much right away. And I stumbled here. I had no idea what to put because I hadn't done this before. I had no idea how long this would take. And every audiobook is different, so just hear this. Leave plenty of time. Recording and editing an audiobook isn't a quick job, so don't set your release date to a month later. I set mine to 4 months later, and that was fine. The date is also super flexible, so don't worry if you need to change it later. Just run with whatever you think is right for now, and then if you're wrong and it takes longer or you're done much sooner, you can still change it. It's all good. Now, because a lot of money is involved, you'll need to fill in a tax form and sign a contract. Read this carefully. If anything doesn't work for you, you can either contact them and ask them to explain, or you can walk away and find someone else, but don't just skim it. There's nothing scary in there, and I know it's not a thrilling read, but it's important. Oh, and since I mentioned the customer service just there, they are super helpful. I had a lot of questions, especially in the beginning. Felt a little bit like I was spamming them with requests for help. And they always got back to me really quickly, answered everything with patience and sweetness, and I never felt like I was pushed onto an automatic response system or like they didn't care. Their customer service is awesome and I love them. You'll be in fantastic hands with them. But let's get to the price, because I know you're wondering how much all this joy is going to cost you. Findaway has two options, Voices Plus and let's call the other one Regular. I don't think it has a name. On the regular plan, you pay the full price and keep 80% of the royalties. Findaway keeps the other 20. Voices Plus, on the other hand, means you pay half the recording. Voices Plus, on the other hand, means you pay half after the recording is done, but before they begin distribution. After that, your narrator earns 20%, Findaway earns 20%, and you keep 60%. This is a great option if you don't have a lot of cash lying around, like me, like most authors, because your narrator definitely gets paid half, even if you don't sell a single audiobook, which, you know, is a grim outlook, but you need to be prepared for that because it is possible. To get into Voices Plus, I had to prove that it'd be worth their time by providing a few details, such as how readers have reacted to the book on social media, links to review sites like Amazon and Goodreads so they can check those, and how many sales or downloads it's had for the last 4 months, I think? I don't remember. It was a while ago. Something like that. If they don't think that you'd sell enough to make it worth your narrator's time, you don't get in. This is because Findaway want to make sure that the narrators definitely get paid, and this is the way to do it. I got lucky and got in. The actual fee depends on two things: your book's length and your narrator's experience. A narrator who's been in the business for 20 years, for example, will charge more than a narrator who's only just starting out. There's nothing wrong with either option. Choose the one you can afford and who auditioned the best. I know this probably sounds a bit vague, but when Findaway sends you a list of narrators they recommend for your book, they will come with a quote, so you know exactly how much to expect. Don't worry if you can't afford any of them, you haven't committed to anything at this point, so it's not too late to back out if you now realize that it's too pricey for you. For Findaway to send you those recommendations, you fill in a questionnaire so they know what to look for. This was interesting, because it got me to think about my book in new ways, and I think it will do the same for you, because you'll have to define the overall tone of your book, the type of voice you're looking for, and fun things like that. My narrator also asked me to provide a list of pronunciations for everything. She wanted to get the names right, so this was an important list, but I don't know if that's protocol. So your book might not actually need that. I read epic fantasy and made up a lot of names, so she asked for it. Once you have those recommendations, it gets exciting. You can then request an audition. All narrators come with some samples of work they've done previously, and you can listen to all of those as often as you want. But the audition lets you hear them read an excerpt from your book. Super exciting and super emotional. Find a Way Voices defaults to the first few paragraphs in your book for the audition, but you want to find an excerpt that includes your main characters, maybe an emotional or otherwise important scene that needs to hit right when they read it. Your opening scene isn't likely to have those things, so pick wisely. And yes, it can be any scene from your book, although they do limit how many words you can send them, because it's just an audition. So it's important to note here that the narrators can turn you down. Remember, Find a Way recommended them. They didn't volunteer themselves. Until you send them the audition, they possibly don't know that you're considering them. And if they are not interested, they are not interested. I got 8 recommendations, which I think is standard. I think everyone gets 8. I then sent requests to 5, and out of those I got 2 auditions. So not quite half. If none of them seem right to you, or none of them want to audition, you can request another set. If the first set wasn't quite right for whatever reason, you can also include a note to re-specify what you're looking for. I did get a great variety of experience levels, which I thought was really impressive, and I got them within a few days, so I didn't have to wait long. And then the actual auditions are interesting, as I said. If you thought holding your book in your hands for the first time was emotional, wait until you hear a professional voice actor read it out loud. That was something else, and I recommend tissues for it. It's super emotional. Really big moment. Once you've found a narrator you're happy with, you can click another button to let them know you want to work together. Find a Way contacts them and sets everything up. It took 4 weeks to get from initial research to this point, by the way, and those weeks went fast. Once everything is settled, your narrator will begin, well, narrating. They'll upload individual chapters so that you can request changes on a chapter-by-chapter basis. You will need to listen to every chapter, read along with your paperback, and catch mistakes. This isn't a time to get picky, by the way. Your book will sound a certain way in your head, and your narrator's reading won't match that perfectly. It can't, because they're not you. It's their interpretation of your book, not yours. If they don't quite put the emphasis where you would, let it go. It's fine. Your narrator is a pro and knows what they're doing. If a word is missing, however, or there's some kind of background noise, or they've read a sentence twice, or anything like that that shouldn't be there, point it out and your narrator will take care of it. You'll go through the entire book this way until everything is recorded. You've checked every chapter word for word and everything is ready. This is both really exciting and really boring. It can take a while. You might not be your narrator's only client either, so be patient and let them do their thing. Find a Way, then take care of the audio edit. And from what Dana told me, this is not an easy job or a quick job, so that's something to think about if you'd like to do everything yourself. But more on that next week. Just prepare to be shocked when you hear how long this takes. Once everything is ready and paid, Find a Way to distribute your book to nearly online stores, as I mentioned earlier, including Audible. This number changes here and there as they either drop distributors or they add new ones, and your book will automatically be included in the new ones. You don't need to do anything, they take care of everything. They also give you 100 download codes, which you can hand out to your advanced reader copy team or anyone else who might want an early listen. It's important to note with this that Audible don't let someone review a book unless they've bought it. So while you can get early reviews on some sites, Audible isn't one of them. When you review an advanced reader copy on Amazon, like regular Amazon, you have the option to add in there that it's an advanced reader copy and you've received it in exchange for an honest review and all that. But Audible doesn't do that. Audible just doesn't give you the option unless they can see on your account that you've bought the book. Find a Way also sent me a few other really handy things, like a social media marketing kit, an explanation of how royalties work, etc. They also, very helpfully, suggest a price for the book. You can set your own, but I figured FindAway I know what they're doing, so I ran with their suggested price. And as I'm sure you know, if you have already published your book anywhere, setting the price is not the easiest thing. So I just took FindAway's suggestion and ran with that. One really important note on your release date. This is not the date your book will be out everywhere. Some sites take a lot longer than others. It took a few months to be on Audible, for example. So don't go telling everyone that your audiobook will be available everywhere from that date, because it won't be. The links will slowly trickle in, but it'll take time. This isn't FindAway's fault at all, just the difference in how the different retailers do things. And this is how you create an audiobook with FindAway voices. I think that's covered everything. It's an easy recommendation from me, but for more options, listen in again next week when Dana Friedrich outlines the other options. And don't forget, you can also click the link to my audio diaries in the show notes for even more info. I hope that's answered a few things for you, but if you still have questions, get in touch. My social media handles will follow in a second, and I am more than happy to answer any more questions you might have. And that's it for now. Have a great week and a fantastic Monday. Bye bye! If you enjoyed today's episode, maybe learned something along the way, hit the subscribe button. You can also connect with me on Twitter at Serena_Lange, on Instagram and Facebook at Serena Lange Writer, and of course on my website at serenalange.com. Until next time, bye!